Happy Monday, horse racing fans. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and today we have a holiday card celebrating Memorial Day out at the Great Race Place. Today is Monday, May 29th, 2023. Thank you for joining us, and we've got a great, great card ahead for us out at Santa Anita. Mandatory payout, in the pick six, so we certainly have that to look forward to. And I'll tell you, when all is said and done, it's going to be millions up for grab, maybe 2-3 million, possibly as high as 4, especially with the holiday. So if you are a pick six player, you are not going to want to get caught sleeping. Ted race card out at Santa Anita today, and let's get to it. And let's first bring you up to date with the jockey and trainer standings as they are heading into today's action. Juan Hernandez leads the way with 23 winners from 95 mounts at 24%. Ramon Vasquez, 15 winners from 90 mounts, 17%. Hector Barrios, 14 winners, 74 mounts at 19%. And then we've got two tied with 13, Tiago Pereira and Umberto Rispoli. Pereira coming off of that fantastic Saturday. Pereira has 13 wins, 74 mounts at 18%, and Umberto Rispoli also with 13 winners, 57 mounts at 23%. Okay, Phil D'Amato leads the trainers, 12 winners, 55 starters at 22%. Doug O'Neill is tied with Mark Glatt. They each have 9. O'Neill has 51 starters at 18%. Glatt has 45 starters at 20%, and then we have Peter Erton with 8 winners from 25 starters at 32%, and then two tied with 7, Papa Prodromo and Bob Baffert. Prodromo has 56 starters at 13%, Baffert 26 starters, 27% is his win percentage. And that's your updated jockey and trainer standings as they are heading into today out at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita. Okay, first post at 1 o'clock, and let's get to it. The first race is a mile and an eighth on the turf. It's a maiden special weight event. The rails are at 0 today, folks, and we gave this a B race. And flat on is an equipment change here. Flat on will be taking off the blinkers. Our best bet of the day comes here in the first race. With a horse that we like quite a bit. And so if you want in on that, visit us right now at horseracing-selections.com. All right, the second race, 4.5 furlongs. This is a baby race for maidens 2 years old. And every one of these horses is a colt. Sometimes the fillies will sneak in here and try to disrupt the party, and they often do. As the two-year-old fillies are very precocious and very athletic and a little bit more advanced than the males at two. But this is all colts, and Mr. Chivas is the only horse in here with an equipment change. He's going to be adding the blinkers, and Midnight Love also making his second start, drawn outside under Tiago Pereira. We gave this race a B-minus race, and it is a good one, folks. There's some nicely bred colts in here. Looking forward to the second race today out at Santa Anita. Your free podcast play of the day comes in the third race. This is 6 furlongs. It's a claiming event. Fillies, three-year-olds, filly and mares, 3, 4 years old and up. And we like the looks here of the rail horse, Queenie's Way, coming in from Oaklawn Park. Labrado Barocio is the trainer. Folks, when this man claims a horse and goes first off the claim, he hits at 40%. Now, that's a stat that's kind of hard to overlook. The filly is debuting from the rail. But you look at her best past races at Oaklawn. She's got speed. That doesn't seem to really be a concern if she comes out of the gate. And she hasn't had any problems in her career thus far. So claim for 12 at Oaklawn, in for 16. Kyle Frey is certainly a capable jockey. And we look for this guy, the son of just a coincidence, to go wire to wire in the third. And that is your free podcast play of the day. The third race, number one, Queenie's Way. And there are no equipment changes in the third. We go to the fourth race. This is 7 furlongs, a starter, optional claiming event. This is a B-minus race for us. Fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. And we gave this race a B-minus race. No equipment changes in here. Carora, the 3-horse, 5-2 on the morning line, is coming off of a monster upset win in her last race. And I quite frankly don't know what got into this 7-year-old mare last out. 54-1 she rings the bell at. Giovanni Franco returns on her today in the fourth. The fifth race is the Gamely. This is a grade one event, and folks, this is a good one. We gave this an A race, fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward, and your free podcast handicapping seminar comes in the fifth race, so let's get to it. We have School Dance at 6-1 under Flavian Pratt. Bellamore, 15-1 with Ramon Vasquez. Queen Goddess, 9-5 with Luis Saez, who's coming in to ride. Closing Remarks, 5-1. This mare was entered yesterday. She scratched, so she's going today. Viraggio, 5-2 with Umberto Rispoli. Quatrell, 3-1 with Hector Barrios. And Macadamia, drawn outside, 5-1 with Tiago Pereira. All right, let's get to it. School Dance is a tough filly. She often fires, but a little bit camera shy of late. Her last win was back in November of 2022, back at Del Mar, and she's been butting heads in some graded stakes competition since then, with just 2 runner-up efforts to her credit. Now, Flavian Pratt thinks enough to ride, which is obviously a positive. Phil D'Amato is an excellent trainer on the turf, but we went elsewhere with School Dance. We didn't use her in the fifth. Bellamar is an interesting play. This is a long shot. This 5-year-old mare has a long shot look to her. Simon Callahan, Ramon Vasquez is riding, and she is definitely worth taking a look at if you want to use her in a pick six ticket, maybe in the early pick five. Certainly 15-1 on the morning line, she does have some races that would give her a look here. If you're going to bet her straight, I would highly suggest you bet her across the board. That is the 2-horse Bellamore here in the Gamely. Queen Goddess is the horse we used on top. Quite frankly, why not? I mean, yeah, she's 9-5 on the morning line, but this 5-year-old mare by Empire Maker loves this track. Her last win her last win was at Gulfstream Park, but her last win was in the Robert J. Frankel, a grade 3 race. She's won the Santa Ana. She won the American Oaks here on opening day in 2021. This mare fires, and she's not here just to jog around the track. Her connections are serious. Michael McCarthy is a very capable trainer, and most noteworthy, she's been working very well in the morning, and Luis Saez rides back for Michael McCarthy. She's going to be tough to beat. She's the top horse here for us in the Gamely. Closing Remarks, this horse I think is just a little bit cut below these. Yeah, she won the Royal Heroine back in April under Joe Bravo, who returns to ride here. She was entered yesterday, which I thought was a much softer spot. So her connections opted for this spot in the grade one, and that speaks highly of her. Carla Gaines certainly is a very good horsewoman. She knows how to train. Joe Bravo obviously thinks enough. He's riding back. So this horse is certainly not without a shot, but we didn't use her. Viraggio at 5-2. This is our second horse here. Brandon Walsh, another shipper, coming in from Keeneland, had an impressive win in her North American debut. Very impressive. Just don't know how good she is today. We will find out. But Umberto Rispoli has taken the call, so we think that the connections are serious here. Brandon Walsh is a top trainer as well. So Quatrell, 3-1. This is another horse that we just, quite frankly, just is going to take some money. Might be a cut below these. Mullins and Hector Barrios. How can you go wrong with this pair? She did have an excuse in her last race when she was runner-up to Macadamia. She stumbled badly at the start, still was able to close. She is a closer that is very dependent on hot early pace. So if you look up and you see that there's some pretty quick fractions, look for her late. That's Quatrorel. And finally, Macadamia, we used as our third horse here. She's coming off of a very impressive win in a Grade 3 Wilshire last time out. Phil D'Amato is the trainer. Tiago Pereira is riding very, very well with a lot of confidence. And this is another mare that likes this course with two wins from four career starts and a second. So how do we see the fifth, the Grade 1 Gamely? We used Queen Goddess on top of Viraggio as our second horse and Macadamia to fill out our three-horse selections. And that is your free podcast play of the day, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Turn the page to the sixth, 6.5 furlongs. This is a maiden special weight for maidens, 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. We gave this a B-plus rating. And Bob Baffert seems to have this race pretty well surrounded. With two solid horses, True Hood and Extortion, both making their debuts today. Uncle Reg, is a horse with experience. He's had two starts in his career. He's shipping in from Turfway Park. And Emerald Union is making his second start as a 5-year-old. That's never a good thing, folks, when you see a horse that takes that long to get to the races. However, the positive with him is that he's in John Sheriff's barn and Joe Bravo is riding back. So interesting sixth race, a B-plus race for us. The seventh race is a mile on the turf. This is the Shoemaker Mile, Grade 1, $500,000 event. And we get to see Hong Kong Harry, who's one of our personal favorite horses, coming back from a nice effort at Churchill Downs. On Kentucky Derby Day, he ran in the Turf Classic, a Grade 1 race, was compromised by a slow start, and then he was wide, but still came running late. Pratt is reunited with him. You've got Dojour, who always seems to be right there at decent prices. Gold Phoenix coming back, and Exalted. So, and then the outside horses here to make the Shoemaker Mile. A pretty interesting race. Drawn outside, you have Salesman making his North American debut for Dick Mandela. This horse has been working a hole in the wind in the morning, and he's going to be adding blinkers for his first start here in the States. Interesting horse. The only knock on him is that Mandela usually doesn't have his horses cranked up at first asking. So interesting. There's some conflicting numbers with him. He's 8-1 in the morning line. He looks like he could be a sneaky horse. No doubt about that. First time with the trainer, Mandela hits with 40%. First in North America, he's at 0%. So going to be interesting to see what happens there. But Salesman, certainly, he's drawing outside. If he's going to a mile, which is not a bargain post, but I think he's going to be coming from off the pace anyway. So look for Vasquez to tuck him in and be looking for a spot through the race. The eighth race is the mile and a quarter, the Hollywood Gold Cup, a Grade 1, $400,000 race. We see the return of Country Grammar here, who had the distinction of running 19 and a quarter lengths behind Flightline in the Pacific Classic. He was second. Bob Baffert, after the race, quipped. He said that Country Grammar was so far back of the winner that he actually thought he won the race, and that was a pretty good line from Baffert. But Country Grammar returns today. He's going to be facing his stablemate. Not a very, very nice task for Country Grammar, because Defunded, who absolutely impressed just with an incredible race in his last race. He hopped up at the start. He was wide. A speed horse coming from off the pace after a bad start. He just inhaled the field in the Grade 2 California. Now, that wasn't the strongest California field. Let's get that out in the open. But, I mean, this horse did everything he needed to do and then some. Been coming back to work well. He looks tough to deal with. But there are some promising horses in here. Senor Buscado is definitely on the prove, on the improve. He is shipping in from Oaklawn Park. Then you got Paroli, Kiss Today Goodbye, and then Yes This Time for Mark Glatt. It's a good race. That's the eighth. The ninth race is a mile on the turf. This is an allowance event for fillies and mares 3 years old and up. And we gave this a B race. And Anisette is making her North American debut, getting Lasix, getting 6 pounds off, and getting Flavian Pratt. So interesting horse there. And they're also on the outside. She's a Joker. We'll be taking blinkers off for an equipment change in the ninth. And finally, we wrap up things in the 10th. This is 6.5 down the hill. It's an allowance event for three-year-olds and upward. And this is a very good way to end the day, folks. We gave this a solid B race. We have our favorite whipping horse in here, Do It For Andrew. How many perfect trips can Andrew get without a win? Well, that's the big question here in the 10th. Today, he'll probably win by three. But good luck if you like Andrew. 4-1 on the morning line, and he does get Pratt sticking with him. So Flavian must think that one of these days he's going to be able to get the job done. And that's the 10th race out at Santa Anita. Okay, have a great day off, folks. Again, celebrating Memorial Day, and we hope that everybody has a good day out at the track. If you need some help, please feel free to visit us at horseracing-selections.com. We'll get you hooked up. $5 gets you today's full card selections with race analysis. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back with you on Friday when racing resumes out at Santa Anita with another episode of Today at Santa Anita. Have a great day, folks. Cash those tickets. Eddie the Hat. I'll be talking to you again soon.